again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. I greet you in that name that is the starting point and the ending point of every solution that the world needs for every problem that it faces, even in such a time as this. You know, part of the reason why the world goes through the problems that it goes through is because of its rejection of, well, ultimately this rejection of Christ, but in that process, Jesus is truth. His scriptures tell us Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So when people reject the truth, they reject also the solution. Because, you see, part of truth is also truth. In truth, you get the actual information that you need. You get the reality of what you need in order to make a good and a right decision. So when you reject Jesus, you reject truth. When you reject truth, what you're basing your decisions on is falsity, is false, false realities, false choices. It just results in really, really crappy decisions and crappy choices in the end. So the world goes from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived because of their rejection of Christ Jesus. Look, when Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, also within that that same meaning of his yoke is easy, his yoke fits perfectly. That's another way that, you know, you can read that same passage. That, okay, if you've ever seen, and I've actually seen oxen before, you know, that are plowing in that particular way, where, you know, if you've got something that doesn't fit right, it will wear the skin, it'll hurt, you know, the oxen. And a lot of times when you don't have something that fits right, you know, I mean, even just a pair of shoes. If you got a bad-fitting pair of shoes and you wear those and you walk in those all day, at the close of that day, you're going to have some pretty painful feet. You're going to have some pretty blistered feet. Whereas if you have perfectly fitting shoes, it doesn't even matter how tough the task is. Your feet, you know, they're not going to get sore. They just, you know, you may be tired as a person occasionally, but you're not going to get sore like that. You're not going to be rubbed raw, I should say. So, you know, the yoke that Christ Jesus gives us is a custom fit. And, you know, and his burden is light. You know, actually, the truth is a very light burden. Once you get through that initial pain of coming into reality, of coming into the light, of embracing the truth, once you get through that initial pain, and it's painful. It's painful to come into the light because all of a sudden you are exposed for who you are. I'm exposed for who I am, aside from Christ. But you know, here's something you got to understand too. All of us are in good company in that. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's no one righteous, no, not one. So every one of us needed a Savior. Every one of us needed salvation. Every one of us needed an answer to the problem of sin, to the problem of what we were apart from God. All of us needed that. So, you know, when Christ Jesus came into our hearts, and when we were exposed, you know, I mean, when we saw the reality of what we were, like Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am," you know, I mean, when he saw that, it's painful. But you don't stay in that place of pain. It's just a momentary sting, which once you embrace it and you come to the other side of it, there's peace. Because you realize, too, that in Christ Jesus, there's forgiveness. There is remission of sins. There is a new reality. There's a new hope that you don't have to be what you once were. And you can be set free from the penalties of sin. Now, sometimes in the natural, there may still be some consequences that you have to go through, and God, even with those, sometimes you find His mercy involved. But in the spiritual dimension, which is what's real, that in that dimension, it's done. You know, God takes it all. So, for us as children of the living God, for us those that have found the life and found the truth, even as He has first found us, even as Scriptures tell us that we did not choose Him, but He chose us. You know, because we were the ones that were lost. But in that process, when you have the truth, you have what you need to be able to make good decision and good choice. See, this is one thing that's so beautiful about the truth, is when you have the truth, you have something that right then and there, you have the right information, the reality of what's real, to be able to now make good decision, good choice. And you can do that in a place of freedom. You know, the world, listen, it is no surprise that the world lies to you, okay? It is no surprise on that. None. No surprise. And so none of us should be shocked that the world is lying to us. None of us should be think that they're trying to take us for a ride. They are trying to take you for a ride. So, listen. So when the leaders, the political rulers of this world and all those kind of people, when they lie, listen, that why is that surprising? I still don't understand why people get surprised by that. Of course they lie. Listen, unless somebody has Christ Jesus as their cornerstone, unless somebody has Him as the one that they're following, if you're not following Jesus, you're not following truth. And if you're not following truth, you're not following. Why would you not tell a lie? So when people tell lies, look, even in this world, right? When with all the religions that are out there and everything, when you look at the places where moral code and things like that, where they come from, where they get that from, you know. That which goes back to the foundation of the faith, the foundation of what we practice as followers of Christ. And you go back to even the father of the faith, who was Abraham. When you go and when you see where these things came from, where these very different ways of living started from. God started something with His people that the world lives a very different way. The world lives a very, very, very different way. So, for us, when we follow Christ, you're following? You're following also because Jesus is the way. So He is the way, the truth, and the life. So when you're following the way, it's actually a way that is stable. It's actually a way that works. It's actually a way that your life, your work, all that you put yourself into is not undone. See, the world and the worlders, they're undone as they go forward. They think that because of their material wealth in the world, that might provide them some hedge of protection or some security against that which comes in the days ahead. Listen, I know of wealthy people from even when I was a kid that are no longer here anymore, that were worlders. They're forgotten. I struggle to even remember who they were because the world has moved on. The world will unapologetically forget those that were its back when, even while they're still alive. If you're not a mover and shaker in their system, they forget about you so quickly. Whereas for the child of the living God, the one that walks with Christ, we go from glory to glory, strength to strength. When for us, when some season of life ceases, and when we move from one thing to the next, we're never undone because a particular reality stopped as far as some activity that we did. Because our identities are never in the activities that we do. Our identities are in Christ Jesus. Our identities are in Him. So we carry that identity with us as we go from one thing into the next. You know, for example, you know, I used to, you know, for a number of years, I used to be a swimmer. And I swam in high school. I swam through college. I competed for my mother's home country of Sri Lanka in international competition, too. You know, I swam in the States and there. So, but when that whole thing stopped, and the time came and God actually answered a prayer with that, which was my prayer was that, you know, when the time came for that God would have me to move on, that I would move on my own terms, you know, that I would leave when God said this is the time for me to go, not when, because of injury or because, you know, somebody was able to take my spot or anything like that. But no, my prayer was, Lord, let me know when the time comes and let me walk away on my own terms. And that God gave me exactly that. And when the time came to walk away, I walked away on my own terms, you know, as being led by the Spirit of God. And, you know, with them still wanting me to continue to compete. But here's the thing. My identity was never as a swimmer. Swimming was something that I did. It was never who I was. And therefore, when I stopped, I it was not a big deal. I mean, yeah, I enjoyed the team camaraderie. There's a few things that I enjoyed about it. But when the time came to carry on, I carried on. And you know what? That's carried with me through in so many different things that God has had me do. Whether it's been, you know, stuff in the fashion industry, whether it's been, you know, hosting TV shows, whether it's been, running businesses, been CEO a couple times in two different situations, whatever. And then whatever God has said, all right, time to keep moving. Now's the next thing for you. I've never gotten stuck on any of those things because you are not what you do. You know, you are who you are. What you do is an extension of who you are. What you and I do is an extension of who we are. It is not who we are. And when you know that and when you walk in that, it's a freeing thing. Because the thing is then you realize too, in Christ Jesus, you can do all kinds of different things. You can do all kinds of amazing things. And those things can change. But what you do and who you are is going to be two different things. Why? The world is defined by its doing. You know, in the world, what do they ask you when they meet you after they get your name? Hi, nice to meet you. I'm so-so. Then what do they ask you? Well, so what do you do? Right? Right. They ask you what you do. Because why? In their system, you are defined by your place in their hierarchy and what you do. And that's just how it is. Whereas in the kingdom of God, it's who you are. And when you are somebody that walks with the living God and you meet somebody else, it doesn't matter what they do. You know you're meeting a brother or a sister in Christ, and it is a beautiful thing. It is a blessed thing. There is something so freeing about being a child of God. You know, when you walk to and fro in the earth, and I'm doing that. I'm doing that. Right now I'm doing that. This is not me talking about something that I, you know, speculating about. As you walk to and fro in the earth, as a child of the living God, you will meet brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world that love God, that know truth, that seek His face. And you will meet people all over the world that know Him. And you will have friends and brothers and sisters and homes and vehicles and all kinds of things that you didn't even ever know about that will all be there, resources, whatever. All of that is there waiting for the person that will follow Christ and believe Him and trust in Him. I have been continually it's a treat. It's a treat to walk with God and to see how He just opens things up over and over and over and over again. And it's not contingent on, you know, our making things work. It's just contingent on our availability to Him, our willingness to follow His voice and the leading of the Holy Spirit, our desire to just be what He made us to be and to walk with Him. And look, you know, we're not going to lie to the Holy Spirit. It's a dumb thing to even try. You know, it's a dumb thing to have your own agenda and to just try to force it through with God. Don't do that. Just surrender to Him and allow Him to lead and direct your life. And you know, there'll be times where in life where things get quiet. There'll be times in life where things get still. That's okay. And then God will pick it right back up, and things may escalate, and they may get crazy for a while. That's all right too. I mean, crazy in the sense that, you know, just really busy, really active, and you'll be doing all kinds of things in step with His Spirit. All of that's really cool. The main thing is wherever it is that God has you to be there. Whatever He has for you to be doing, do that. Because we are, as children of the living God, we are who we are. And we are what God says we are in His Word. When God speaks over our lives, that's who we are. And when you know and understand that, you live that out. And it's a beautiful thing. There's a freeing thing, because you know what? You're free in that. You are free. When you know, listen, the world, one of the reasons why the world is so confused is it's running around trying to figure out who it is. And it's trying to figure out who it is by the brands that it buys, and by the vehicles that it drives, and by the friends that it keeps, and nobody knows who they are in the world. But when you walk with Christ Jesus back to truth, the truth of who you are becomes known. And He speaks it over your life, and He reveals it to you. And when you know who you are, you'll never go back. When you know who you are, then you can walk in the reality of who you are. And you know, the thing for me, I've realized too, is when I realized who I was in Christ Jesus, oh my gosh, it's far more incredible than any reality that the world could have ever offered me. And than any reality that the world ever would have suggested and said, oh, okay, here, we're going to make something nice for you. Why don't you try to do this or be this? When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, I mean, it's incredible. So be that. Be who God made you to be in Him. Walk with the truth. And when you walk with the truth, when the truth has been revealed, don't ever, ever, ever let it go. Let no man deceive you. Let no one try to tell you other than the reality of who you are and who God made you to be. Don't let anyone deceive you. The world will continue to try to do that. But instead, you go forward with truth. You go forward in the reality of what is real and who God's made you to be. I tell you, the things that God has in store for His people are incredible. The things that God has planned for those that would trust Him, that would walk with Him, that would know His voice. I mean, you know, No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever conceived what God has in store for His people. And that's you, that's me, that's those that walk with Him. So listen, yes, you know, the world is on the precipice of increasingly troublesome times. Let's just put it like that. But at the same time, know that for the people of God, that just like in Egypt with Pharaoh, the people of God experience a different reality in Goshen. They experience a different reality, and God drew a distinction and a line between those that were His and those that were not, those that were in the world and those that were not. So you and I, we live in that reality. You and I live in that truth. So that, for us, is part of our experience, part of our inheritance. And so just tune in, listen to his voice, stay on track with him, and be blessed and be encouraged, because this is an amazing, amazing, amazing time to be alive. You know, I mean, it's incredible. And to be a part of what God is doing right now in such a time as this is incredible. So in that, you know, enjoy it. Line up with him. You know, perfect love drives out all fear. You don't have, there's, what in the world do you have to be afraid of? You know, you have nothing to be afraid of, because the fear of the Lord, that's the only thing. And that'll keep you on the right track. But, you know, outside of that, what can man do to you? You know, what can he do to you? I mean, in the world, what can he do to you? Nothing that he can do to you here outside of something to the body, but he can't touch your spirit. Your spirit belongs to God. And after this whole thing is done too, by the way, anyone that harms his people, all of them have to face judgment for that which they've done. None of them escape that. And you know what? That's much, much, much worse. What they face and what they bear, the worst they can do to you on this side is nothing compared to what they face. Can you imagine? Just think about it like this. That God is our Father, and they do evil towards his children. And he patiently gives them a window to try to get themselves right and correct and to, you know, repent. But when they don't, and then they cross over from this life into the next, and they fall into the hands of a living God, having done evil to his children, and they're facing an eternity in that situation. are you getting where I'm going with this? Yeah. So if there's anyone that should be afraid, it's them. If there's anyone that should be terrorized, it's them. We make it known. We make known the truth. Listen, you're fine. All right? You're absolutely fine. God's got you. God's going to take care of you. He's going to watch over you. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to protect you. Every promise in the scriptures is real. Every promise in the scriptures is there for you. You need to bank on those promises of God. That needs to be your confidence. That needs to be your hope. That needs to be your expectation. As you trust him, you will see God be true to his word. As you put your life and your hope and everything in him, you will see the reality of that which you hope for in Christ Jesus. And with that, hey, love you guys. God bless you. You know, hey, we're on the road again very, very shortly. All over the world, God has got us moving to and fro. And also, listen, we're getting the YouTube channel going, and we just been trying to test a few different things, but we'll probably have more coming up in the area of videos in time to come. So if you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, just search for Faith Mix, one word, and you can find us on YouTube there. Subscribe, because it's going to get kind of interesting with what we're going to try to do with that as well in time to come. So find us on the YouTube and subscribe there, and then you'll be able to get the cool little video updates that we'll try to do from here and there. So we'll put a little bit of visual to all the audio that's out there. You can also still find us on the on Facebook page as well. And just drop us a line, say hi. We always appreciate it. Good to hear from you guys. And you can always email us, faithmix@gmail.com. Love you guys. Hey, keep on keeping on. Talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.